Right now, let's bring on the grilling boys. We've got Tom Pirtle and Doug Scheiding with the Wild Game Crew cook-off team.
I'm in the pool right now. I'm literally broadcasting from the pool. I'm not deep in the pool.
That's a way to go. So you had a question for Doug about meatloaf. I'm curious about that.
Well, I'm going to make smoked meatloaf this weekend. And Doug, are you putting pork in your meatloaf?
I actually use ground meat and Italian sausage.
Okay, that's what I was after.
I can actually send you a recipe.
Yeah, well, why don't you, if we got time, why don't you run down your recipe real quick?
Yeah, we got time.
On my checklist, and everybody else can hear it too.
I put a little barbecue sauce in there. So instead of ketchup, yep. I use barbecue sauce. You know, mm-hmm. Got your standards, you know, the green peppers and onions and stuff. I like to use panko and breadcrumbs. So I use breadcrumbs, so like maybe garlic or something like that. And then I put barbecue rub on the top of it, of the meatloaf. And, you know, don't put, because the barbecue sauce is actually in the meatloaf. That's probably it. I think my recipe's on Head Country's website. I've got a meatloaf recipe.
It is.
But it has a real good barbecue flavor to it.
So now,
what is what temperature are you pulling it at?
165 or so.
Okay.
You know, because it's ground meat. I always ground meat. I always try to get to at least 160, 165.
Back in the day, I remember my mom making meatloaf, and she would put it all in a pan, and then put it in the oven. Are you putting this in the pan, or are you just building it and then smoking it?
No, that's a great question. I actually put it, the meatloaf itself, on aluminum foil, and then I'll put that aluminum foil, and then I kind of cut it around, you know, so it's pretty close to the same size, and then put that aluminum foil on, directly on the grate, so that way it's not impending it, you know, the smoke getting around that thing. So yeah, the key is really just getting enough of the panko and the breadcrumbs to make that thing so it slices well.
So you can form it, yeah.
Otherwise, it might as well be a giant meatball.